Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are locked and loaded today, August 26, 2008. Not only from the command center here in Austin, Texas, with me, Jason Burmes, filling in for Alex Jones, but Alex Jones himself over at the DNC. And, man, it's been electrifying. If you're not over at Infowars.com, number one, we have been doing revolutionary radio now. This will be the second day of it. Live reports from Justin.TV, where Alex is down at the DNC with the protesters at the detention camps. Now, after the show, later on, they ran into Michelle Malkin. We're going to be playing that very, very soon. Crazy confrontation. Alex tells it like it is. I mean, he didn't give her a chance. Not that she deserves one. I mean, from a neocon fascist, personally, my favorite remarks are the ones about her dark soul and how her makeup cannot hide that fact. But in my opinion, it's 9 minutes of pure gold. When I watched this last night, I didn't really know about it because the power went out in a section of Austin. I guess all the local people listening will know what I'm talking about, up past Old Torf. So, you know, there was no modem, no internet. I was kind of out of loop for a while. I called up Rob Jacobson after the very successful event last night at the Oriental Theater, where Alex Jones showed Truth Rising. You can get that 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising over at Infowars.com right now if you'd like. And he said, yeah, we went, we saw Malkin, it was crazy. So immediately I went to my computer and watched it. And this is why I am so glad to be sitting in this seat. I feel lucky. I feel honored to be able to sit here and sit in for Jones because he doesn't pull any punches. You know, there's 25 people around and they know who he is. They know the message. Then these goons, these two punks, oh, man, I'd like to, they deserve a backhand. These two punks wearing like berets, the classic leftist douchebaggery, if you will. I mean, they're just, you know, punks. And they act like they're Jones's friend, and then they're yelling that he's a fascist, and, you know, Jones seems to think they're neocon bloggers. Well, there's an article out right now, and you can go check it out at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And of course, remember, the live stream is going right now. We're going to be cutting in and out of that. We'll probably cut into some of that maybe in the third segment. In the next segment, we're going to play the Jones-Malkin confrontation for you. There's stories about that also at Infowars.com. But DNC, Mint doesn't levitate, protester shouts down journalist. Now they're trying to make all these people goony. You know, all the protesters are total goofballs, and they go after, you know, the crunchy granola types. Now, here's the Recreate 68 part. Of course, Recreate 68 has been nothing but a nuisance. I was watching MSNBC today, and it's these anarchists. Guys, wake up. You're not doing anything productive. They're wearing their masks. They're blocking off the cops. The cops have been pretty restrained. Even Jones was saying this morning, I mean, again, if you're up early enough, you could have watched Jones on Peter Boyle's. I'm not sure how long that interview lasted. I was getting ready to go in for the show, but I watched a little bit of it. And he was actually complimenting the police, saying they've been the ones that have been restrained. It's Recreate 68 that has tried to provocateur things. And from what I've seen, yes. I mean, they're the ones that are acting like idiots. Yes, they have the right to peacefully protest, to march without a permit. But they're sitting down in the street. They're not marching. They're trying to cause disruption. Okay, Recreate 68 even threw plastic quarters into the crowd. Ooh, plastic quarters. Perhaps hoping to preempt the real money that they soon hoped would be covering the block. Unbelievable. Take money from the war, give it back to the poor, shouted the crowd. These people are lost, folks. All right, so here we go. But soon the attention was diverted from the peaceful protest by an altercation between a member of the conservative media and a citizen attending the protest. This was the second incident of its kind. On Sunday, protesters took exception to a Fox News reporter trying to question Ward Churchill. Controversial. See, Ward Churchill wasn't even there at the time. We don't like Ward Churchill either. The people that died in the World Trade Center ain't little Eichmanns. Don't try to associate 9/11 truth with Ward Churchill. Disgusting. We'll play the Malkin clip on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. Sitting in, get Fabled Enemies now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to ground zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. It is The Alex Jones. Man, we're cutting in and out. John...
Vietnam. People said, well, nobody died in those attacks, but then 58,000 Americans died, over a million Vietnamese. And then, of course,
let's just talk in general, because I know you do talk a lot about 9/11 and staging of events, and you said you were coming here because you wanted to film and be sure that you get a record if, in fact, police tried to implant provocateurs in order to justify police action. You're not really finding that, though. Like,
no, in fact, I don't come, you know, to an event, and I'm in the mini, you know,
preconceived.
I go to report the facts.
But you thought that you may find some, what we're calling provocateurs, meaning actual factions of the government.
Oh, I said that on your show last week.
Yeah, you say that from time to time, they will do that on purpose to give them justification for police action.
Exactly. Let's be clear. I have never come to Denver. I've been here many times, but I've never come here to cover a big political event, especially a huge national security event like this one. We have covered Canada. We have covered Austin, Texas, the Fortune 500. We have covered Seattle. I've covered many other events. Just earlier this year, they had the Security and Prosperity Partnership North American Reunion Summit in Ottawa, in Montebello, and some of our camera folks, some of the activists up there, caught police, dressed up like anarchists, attacking police with the news cameras so they could then rubber bullet attack the peaceful crowds. We said, look, the same
way. It was a way to get rid of protesters.
But then it came out to CBC, and the police have admitted it was federal police, so it's on record, CBC, all Canadian papers, literally all of them, the police had to apologize, said we're launching an investigation from the top. Now, in the case of the Fortune 500 they had in Austin in 1999, there were these huge cops. They weren't the little meth head, dirty leg anarchists running around. You could tell they were cops starting fights. I went up to them and said, stop it, officers. Austin police ran across and said, stop it, Jones. And then we backed them off there. So my own town, the cops tried it. And so we've seen this in England. We've seen this other places. So I came in here saying, well, I've seen it happen. We've covered it. We'll see what happens here. Well, I have to say, everywhere I've been, and I've seen all these videos of Denver beating people up, and, you know, I've criticized those, but I have to say, very professional police, very nice. They put up a lot of crap for the anarchists.
Yeah, they did. They're actually showing restraint.
They're showing a lot of restraint.
Now, this is from a guy who loves criticizing.
Oh, I'll do it in a minute if they need to be criticized, but I don't have a hatred of police.
They're very organized. They're very, and I heard they were polite, they were well-mannered, they were organized, they don't have itchy triggers. Fingers.
No, they're very restrained. Let's see what the anarchists are doing.
I'm
going to ask you a quick question. Would you be upset if you go to a city and there wasn't an incident? I mean,
oh, no. But there have been incidents by the anarchists against us.
Because the reason Mike's asking that is we're convinced that a lot of protesters, they say, oh, you know, we're totally nonviolent.
Not true.
I know that. I know that they want to make a name for themselves and they want.
No, we just want to report what the facts are.
I'm not talking about you.
I'm saying us.
I'm talking.
He was asking if I would be upset.
Right.
I was answering his question.
Now, let's talk about Recreate 68, because I believe Spagnola's a publicity whore. I believe.
Well, they act like foundation-funded limousine liberals who are there to make demonstrators look dumb.
He has no passion. He never.
Listen, they're in clown suits, wizard outfits, saying we're going to levitate, which they know is going to fail, which makes everybody look like clowns.
Some of them are dressed like Harry Potter.
Jesters.
And then he schedules his events. See, when I protested in the 60s and 70s, I'm a bit older than you
want one big one.
And then, but we didn't schedule it to tell people where we're going to be. And another thing we didn't do, if we got to get on a radio show like he does for an hour or two,
we talk about our issues.
Exactly. You don't talk about yourself.
Hey, we're against the war. We're against the secret torture. We're against the camp. We're against the warrantless wiretapping. Instead, it's, we're clowns. We're the best. Oh, we're not violent. Oh.
He's talking about himself. He's talking about his group. He's talking about his cocktail parties and pedicures.
No, he's bragging about, look, it's all about their personal power trip, how they get to meet these Hollywood people, and how they get to go meet Sean Penn. But let me tell you what they've done to us.
Okay,
it's incredible. It's incredible. It's all on video.
They claim that they're totally peaceful, and you—they're
rabid animals.
You were inciting. They claim you were inciting police in order to get good video.
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay, what happened?
Let me just give you a quick rundown. We show up Sunday. We go out, film some of the demonstrations. They're out there running up, clashing with police. In other cities, the police would have clobbered them. The police stood back and just basically let them, you know, run into them, bump into them, get aggressive. It was all over the news. And so then we go out Monday morning, and by about 11 a.m., we go out to the federal courthouse. And we're live video feeds to InfoWars.com.
Oh, this is on video.
Yeah, it's live video feed like we are right now on InfoWars.com of you, but also it's archived there. You know, it's saved. After we cut the feed, it's been archived for you. Your camera doesn't lie. There it is.
Right.
So this is the great equalizer. Ward Churchill, the guy that said that everybody was Adolf Eichmann's and deserved to die in the towers,
right.
the daycare kids, the secretaries, the food preparers, the waitresses, they're there. Aaron just walks over nicely. Aaron, they don't know who he is.
Right.
Aaron walks over while I'm interviewing some other animals very quietly because I'm making a film. You know, I'm making a film. I've been making a film for 7 years about the police state. So I've been to a bunch of other events. And in our film, we're going to show they were restrained unless something else happens to the police the next few days. We tell the truth. That, you know, it's similar very quick.
He walks up to Warchurch.
He walks up and says, I would like to have an interview. And they just start saying, we're not violent. We're not violent. And start slapping and hitting the $10,000 camera. So they're just, you know, anybody basically who doesn't look like they're on methamphetamines and doesn't have tattoos all over them and devil tattoos, and I'm not even bashing those people. The point is, he didn't look right. They're bigoted. They're close-minded. It's on video. They go after him. Now, I'm over here, and I'm just interviewing some anarchists, and I got bandanas on. I'm like, why are you here? And they're talking to us. And it's
all right,
like,
let's cut it and go back to some news, and then we're going to go back to the Malkin clip, because he just talked about Ward Churchill, and I ended the segment with Ward Churchill before we cut out a little bit. And there's another article that is trying to say that Alex is a racist. It's in the Gazette.com. They're trying to call him a white populist. Again, they're trying to associate him with War Churchill here as well. We'll get into that article, but I want to read this one. Now, first of all, Mark Cohen, who is the co-founder of Recreate 68, is a total goon look. Dressed up in robes. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And then in the background of the picture on the DNC Mint article is a gentleman who Alex did get an altercation with. During the Malkin confrontation, which we're going to play a segment of probably in the next minute or so. But Alex actually talked to him this morning, and he had no idea that Malkin was Bill O'Reilly's host. This guy was totally out of it, has no idea what's going on in the world, and they made up and made friends. So that was pretty interesting. But let's read the quote, okay? First of all, Fox News reporter trying to question Ward Churchill. No, she was not trying to question. Michelle Malkin was not trying to question Ward Churchill. What she was doing was taking pictures of the demonstrators, the anarchists, the ones with no purpose, the ones that have no idea about geopolitics. They think everything is black and white. Do you really honestly believe anarchy is going to work? Come on. Get with it. That's not a real system. It's not a system at all. So, of course, today it was Radical Alex Jones from the group 9/11 Truth, which believes that the September 11th terrorist attacks were planned by the U.S. government, verbally confronting Malkin, a conservative columnist and Fox News contributor. More than a Fox News contributor. She's the host for O'Reilly when he's out, okay? She's on all the time. She lies about, you know, us. She lies about a lot of things. It makes me sick. Wow. He said, Recreate 68's Sanchez, who pushed his way into the crowd of TV cameras to yell at Jones, said, Michelle Malkin is a true patriot. And Alex Jones, of course, Glenn Spagnuolo, said that he's the true agent provocateur. No, Alex has a style of confrontation with these people, which is no nonsense and not going to back down. But, you know, they try to portray him as a racist. Look, you show me one racist thing Alex Jones has ever done, and don't give me that Mexophobia crap, okay? No one has anything against Mexicans here. We have a problem with our economy being taken over by a North American union by devaluing the dollar, putting it on parity with the Canadian dollar, and then bringing up the peso as you let all sorts of illegals come into this country because you want a one conglomerate North American union. That's what we're against. Make no mistake about it. I could care less what the color of your skin is. And so could Alex. We'll get into that article in the next segment. Let's go to Malkin v. Jones right now.
Michelle Malkin's right here. Michelle Malkin, come on.
Hey, Michelle Malkin.
Hello?
You still promoting FEMA camps for the American people? Your book, The Case for Internment Camps. I'm Alex Jones. I interviewed you one time.
Well, you haven't read my book,
so. Yes, I have.
Also, I'm working here, so turn your...
Well, you're acting all elitist and powerful.
Yeah, I'm real elitist. I'm working. There's a protest going on.
Well, it's a free country. I'm standing right here. I know you want to put me in a camp for it.
Yeah, right.
You were too shrill for Fox News, huh?
But Michelle.
Who are you?
Michelle, why are you disrespecting the 9/11 victims' family members?
It's one of the little neocon fake liberals that take this country over.
There are unanswered questions of 9/11. Bill Doyle, head of the largest victims' family members group.
Destroy it, they'll sell it under the New World Order.
Bill Doyle, head of the largest victims' family members.
Yeah, the majority of victims' families know 9/11 is an inside job, Michelle.
Why do you keep disrespecting them on Fox News?
Hey, you know what? The majority of people know, and you guys have totally shot your wad, and you're discredited. And the New Yorker magazine just reported Dick Cheney's plan to attack our own ships. You don't want to talk about that, do you, Michelle Malkin?
They're standing up for 9/11 too.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
All right, folks, we're back. The Alex Jones Show. And Alex is live right now over at Infowars.com on Justin.tv. I think they're having a problem refreshing it over there. It's pretty funny watching it live. But we're going to get right back into this Alex Jones versus Malkin confrontation. We're going to play a couple more minutes of it. We're going to be taking your calls in the next half hour. And then at the top of the second hour, we're going to have Mike Rivero. We're going to be talking about fabled enemies and his role in that picture. So more of Jones versus Malkin right now. Provocateurs in the background.
He wants to put us in camp.
Peace.
Yeah, peace.
I see what the moment.
Peace.
He wants to put us in camp.
Peace.
He wants to put us in camp.
Peace.
He wants to put us. Watch out.
All right, let's cut it. There's Alex and Malkin. That goes on for some 9.5 minutes. And like I said, Alex has been all over the place. He was on Peter Boyle's this morning. He was trying to get Peter to get him on to come on the show, but I think he backed out, like so many others do. You know, I'm sitting here talking about Recreate 68, and they're saying they didn't call for violence. That was a subgroup. Listen, type in I don't know if it's still there. Why don't I do a little experiment? Recreate68.org. Let's see, 68.org/shieldbook. Let's see if it's still up there. Shieldbook.pdf. See if they even took it down. I'll bet they didn't. Is it there? Oh, come on. Please be there. It was there before. Let's see if it actually loads up. I wouldn't doubt it. Oh, and there it is. Still on their website. Okay? It is not a subgroup of Recreate 68 that called for violence, that wants you to act like a mindless idiot to put on a mask. Look, the lead page right here, it's still on their website. Body Hammer, Tactics and Self-Defense for the Modern Protester, version 1.1 by Sarin. And you scroll down, and what are they? These guys are in motorcycle helmets. It's ridiculous. They have homemade shields that have paint on them. Some of them are carrying tires. They're wearing gas masks. They're wearing construction helmets. I mean, give me a break. They're not calling for violence. Okay. Recreate68.com/shieldbook.pdf. It is still up there. They still have it there. Please go there and don't take my word for it. I'm just sick of being accused of being a liar or a provocateur. It's nonsense. It's right there. It's right here in your face. Don't tell me that they didn't plan for violence. Not everybody there. Some of those people think that they're doing the right thing, but they're not doing the right thing because they're going along with these. Tom Martino has it pretty dead on while he's interviewing Alex, and he's saying, well, what are these Recreate 68 people trying to achieve? What's their message? They don't have a message. They just say all the things that they're doing, and they act like that's important. And that you're being, you're being punk rock or cool or hip or anti-establishment if you're with these people. Here's part three of the PDF. There is a 25-page PDF, by the way. Page 9, shield varieties, their construction, and other equipment, garbage can and barrel shields. I mean, give me a break! They're showing a picture from all these, I think there's about like 75 idiots at the Quebec City protest April 20th, 2001. But yeah, they're not violent. They just want you to bring shields and red paint. Yeah, they're a legitimate group. Give me a break. If you want legitimate news, you want to know what's really going down, check out the live feed from the DNC over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Load it up and truck him. We gonna do what they say can be done. And that's what they're doing at the DNC. And a short time to get there. All right, I'm going to take a couple calls, and then I'm going to go out to Alex at the DNC on the Tom Martino Show. Looks like they're talking about the NIST WTC7 report. But let's take one caller before then. Let's go to David in Canada. David, what's on your mind? David, you with us?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Switching over from the speakerphone. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, man.
I just have one, you know, caution, I guess, and sort of something to throw out there for people to chew on a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've followed Alex's work for 5-6 years, and sure, initially it was quite a big shock, you know, mm-hmm. some of the stuff that was revealed. But as he points out, over time you become, you know, somewhat desensitized to even the most egregious stuff that they're trying to pull, right?
Sure.
And we also haven't seemed, on some levels, to have slowed up their progress. In other words, a lot of these agendas that, you know, have been revealed to people and people have sort of woken up to, they're still going ahead with regardless, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So one of the things I want to throw out as a proviso is, as a group and as a community, and I use those words loosely, mm-hmm. we need to start talking a little bit more about where it is we want to go and what the next phase of this quote-unquote revolution is going to be.
Sure. Well, all right, let me tell you what I think the next phase of this revolution should be. I mean, Ron Paul, you know, is having his alternate convention. He's also starting his own group to try to get people into local politics. That's your city council member. That's your state senator. If you're man enough, if you're up for it, you think you can win a congressional seat, that's the way to go. We have to get good people into Congress, into your state senate, into local government. I mean, if we could go governor, that'd be great. If we could go Senate, that'd be even better. But we have to start small and start somewhere and really be a voice at these meetings. And if we have people that don't cow down to, quote unquote, special interest groups, then I think that we have a better shot. I thank you for the call, man. I mean, I think that's got to be the next step. I mean, for me, my next step is, you know, doing radio and movies to wake other people up. And hopefully other people can use their talents in the political arena. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm opposed maybe 5-10 years down the line to get into politics, but I hope it's somebody else. I know it's a job that weighs on you heavily. I know that. And the temptation is right in front of you. I mean, ultimately, we have to take the special interests out of politics. They're on a break over at Martino's show, and they're still having problems with the fee for some reason, but I'm getting it no problemo. And you can check out the live feed over at Infowars.com right now. We'll cut to that in a minute. Let's go to Reb in Colorado. Reb, are you with us? You there, Reb?
Yeah, I'm right here. You can hear us real good. We're above a scout, Reb. We're here on the other side of the river in Lakewood, Colorado. We caught some good things you want to hear about from the public broadcast. Their idol, Ted the Idiot Turner, in town. And he was walking around, going to the convention, getting all the free food and everything. And that means Hanoi Jane could be not too far behind. But also, public broadcast putting out the information about some alleged plot against some candidate when they said they had rifles in their car.
You're talking about the Nancy Pelosi incident, right? The Nancy Pelosi incident?
Arapahoe County, and he sent an envelope full of white powder, and it went to a campaign headquarters. So that's the kind of degeneracy of these public broadcasters in this area, and apparently they can't even stir up the anticipated riots that they were trying to protect.
Well, they definitely failed on that, and Reb, I thank you for the call. Yeah, they didn't get the riots they wanted. Not enough people were fooled by Recreate 68. Okay, you're not calling for violence. You just have a Shield Book PDF up. I mean, it's ridiculousness. Give me a break. I don't even want to hear your lies. I mean, you got people in full gear right here. And the plot he's talking about, I don't know a lot about. I just heard it on the mainstream media. So, you know, take it with a ring of caution. Supposedly, somebody was in the same hotel as Pelosi and some other Democrats, and I think Pelosi was the main target, apparently, and they saw him walking in with rifles in his bag, or, you know, rifle bags or whatever. So he's been detained. I don't know the full story on that one. Okay, I'm not going to pretend to know the full story on that one. I think people should look into it. Are there crazies out there? Yeah, there are crazies out there. I think the guy was like either like 27 or 29. He was less than 30. All right, let's go to Kevin in Missouri. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Can you hear me, brother?
You got it.
All right, buddy. I'm glad to hear from you. I can't wait to see your new movie coming out.
Well, thank you, brother.
I was wanting to know if you can get a hold of Alex and ask him if they're jamming his computer somehow where he can't get his feed, because I'm getting it great here in Missouri.
All right, here's how you got to do it. You have to refresh. You can't just hit play and then when it stops or it buffers and then hit play again, it's not going to come up. You actually have to refresh it in your browser, and then it comes up, because it's playing right in front of me now. The only other thing I can say is perhaps, you know, Justin TV isn't putting it out to everybody, but I'm watching it right now, and they're able to get it at GCN, so try refreshing your browser. Anything else?
Well, yeah, I'm saying I'm getting it great. I can't understand why Alex ain't getting it. I'm getting it live from both Justin.
Oh, you're saying you're getting it great. Yeah, no, I'm getting it great too, man. Yeah.
From InfoWars, and I was just wondering if maybe they're messing with him somehow up there, jamming him where he can't even get...
You know, I just called while we did that Malkin clip. I called him up, and I said, hey, maybe you just need to refresh your browser. I guess that didn't work, or they don't know what I'm talking about. They're old men. They might not be too computer hit, man. Thanks for the call. Let's jump to yet another caller until they get back on the air. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, what's up?
Hey, Evans. Great job, man.
Thanks, man.
I wanted to ask you, have you heard about anything going on with the deal that Alex was going to put together with Willie Nelson?
Yeah, it's in, I think, the third week of October. I don't know if any tickets are on sale. I don't want to give away too much of it if he hasn't given away too much of it yet. But it is locked and loaded and ready to go, and I'll be flying back to Austin for it. So it should be a great event. You know, you're going to have to get your tickets quick because it's not a huge venue, but it should be pretty interesting.
Cool. Thanks, man.
You got it, man. All right, we're going to take some more callers later on, but right now it looks like they have plugged back in over at Justin.TV. Remember, this is big. This is new radio. It is live via Infowars.com, whether you're listening to the audio stream or the video stream over at Justin.TV. So let's cut to Alex at the DNC with Tom Martino.
Where do you stand on politics? Fun.
And I'll tell you what's even better. I did get in here super fast. Masses of parking. I literally got in there in 60 seconds.
I know. It's really cool.
And the security wasn't acting like everybody was Al-Qaeda.
You come off of Fenton Boulevard and go down Dick Connor Boulevard into the Invesco Field complex.
InfoWars.com stadium.
And you just park. They have a replica of the Oval Office, and they have a replica of Air Force One and a lot of other stuff.
Now, that's what's neat, Air Force One.
Now, that voice is Alex Jones. I invited him here.
That's the obnoxious one. I'm sorry.
You used to complain when I would book guests that just wouldn't talk or wouldn't answer me. You're not having that problem.
No, we don't have that problem. Bill has a comment for Alex. Alex has a lot of controversial stands on things, but oddly enough, when he came here, expecting to see a lot of provocateurs in the crowd, maybe even sponsored by police or others to give justice to what he's acting, he said the police in Denver were very organized, polite, and very on top of it, and they were provoked by some of these idiotic protesters from Recreate 68 and other groups who had no idea what they were protesting and just looking for publicity.
Yeah, there was, there was one case last night after the riots, two waves of them, about 11 o'clock at night, we're videotaping police trying to drink apple juice and eat nut bars. And the guy walks over and he goes, come on, man, we're working. We're tired. Leave us alone. And I just said, hey, we're working too. And he said, he was kind of mad at first. He goes, all right, I'm from Hawaii originally. Hang loose. You don't have Austin cops doing that. You don't have New York cops doing that. So I have to say, and now I asked the Denver cops for the bicyclist 20 feet away, you can hear him cracking. I said, that's wrong. And then they lied and tried to say that.
When was this?
A few weeks ago. Did you see that footage?
No, I heard about it.
Of course, I mean, they're slamming his head. What is the... Then they charged him with assaulting him. That was wrong. So I was kind of going in here actually scared of the cops going, man, these people must be even worse.
Denver police.
But overall, they've been really nice.
Denver police overall are great.
In fact, you wave at them and they wave back.
Bill, what is your comment? What do you expect over the next few days now from what you've seen? Do you expect more incidents?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, now the truce is ended with the self-worship clown outfit, Recreate Moronville. And so now I think they basically are going to be, or anarchists not affiliated with them by the hundreds, but they're running around like banshees. But we're going to now be tracking them and trying to document what they're doing. Again, we've caught other anarchist groups working for the feds. I'm not saying all anarchist groups do or all of them are bad. I just know a lot of them have been punching on me, pushing on me, attacking my cameraman, and then squealing with, hatred if you push them back. And so, yes.
Now, they want to be the only protester.
Yeah, they think I don't have any pushing them. That's it.
They think they only do protesting.
Bill,
you have a comment for Alex. Go ahead. A question, go ahead. Do you have a project in mind?
No.
Oh, you just want to help out?
Well, just contact us at InfoWars.com, sir. I would tell you, just be the passion and take action. Do it yourself. I would just go ahead and make the film and do what I do. I just put them out for free on the web, and then people want a DVD.
How do you make a living? Now, it's serious.
Advertising with my radio show finances the films, and the films usually after about a year, people see something online, they want the keepsake DVD, they want it signed, and so, we sell enough to where I've got 15 employees, and but like four of those are on web stuff, two of them are on shipping, one of them's on customer service. So I mean, I have a very small operation, but it's growing, and it's the true lean, mean attack media. I mean, it is the new media, because for what we're doing with 15 people, it's much bigger.
Do you like what Drudge does?
Yeah, I like Matt Drudge a long time ago. He's just such a neocon. He kind of sold his soul with the Bush administration. And so now all those people, Michelle Malkin, Drudge, Savage, all these guys and gals, they have really discredited themselves and destroyed their futures, I think, because they've just been so discredited. The mainline left has destroyed their future. The mainline right is destroying their future. Only true independent radio shows and TV shows.
Yeah, but I don't think Rush Limbaugh destroyed his future.
Well, that's because he's got an audience that on average is about 80 years old, and they like hearing that same
thing. I don't know. I mean, he's a pretty strong
player. All right, let's go back to callers for a couple minutes. Alex is going to be joining us at the top of the second hour, and then we're going to have Mike Rivera. We're going to be talking about fabled enemies. And, Alex is doing a great job at the DNC. Tom Martino is really receptive to this information. Thank you, Tom. All right, let's keep going to calls. Let's go to Helen in Florida. Helen, what's on your mind?
Yes, you're magnificent. Take their money away. And this can be done by when you have a fine from the state, whatever, you send them promissory notes of the same value as our paper bills. Our youngest son did this in 1995. He defeated five state attorneys, four policemen, and a judge. Four times he brought him back, sent him to jail. They finally, the judge said this is a charge. Also, when they're making you pay fines, traffic fines to the court, they're making you violate the Constitution, because the Constitution says the state should accept no payment other than gold or silver. And if enough people could get together, understand, be aware of this, you make a big dent.
What do you think the best website for this type of information is?
I don't know. I don't have a computer.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, well, thank you for the call, Helen. I hope people check out that information. I've heard a couple cases where people have tried to just pay with gold and silver, and they don't want to accept it, and then they do beat it. But it's a long and strenuous process. I think you got to pick and choose your battles. Maybe this is the battle that you want to pick and choose, though. I mean, I do speak every once in a while over at Freedom Law School. Those are anti-IRS and tax protesters, federal income tax. And, they've got a lot of great information. They're very good people. And I encourage people to check that out as well. All right, let's fly to Raphael in New York. Raphael, what's up?
Hello, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
I just want to tell you that your movie woke me up. You, Loose Change, I was, it was a great movie, and I just want to thank you for that.
Well, thanks, man. I hope you check out my new flick, Fabled Enemies, dropping over at PrisonPlanet.tv on August 31st, and then we'll be shipping DVDs out September 1st. It's exciting for me. I mean, this film, rather than taking a look at the physical anomalies, is really going to take a look at this international intelligence organization.
I already ordered it, Jason.
Awesome, man. I mean, have you seen some of the teasers? You see the Joe Biden teaser?
Oh, yes.
How ironic is it that I put that in the movie? And now he's going to be the VP.
Oh, yes, it's great. It's perfect. I'm sure it's going to even, I hope more people are going to see it now, and it's going to be a great movie. I can't wait.
Well, thanks, man. What else is on your mind?
I just have one question. Not one question, one comment. Last week or a couple of weeks ago, Alex was saying different ways to get the message out.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I'm a kidney patient, so I have to go dialysis.
Uh-huh.
And in my dialysis unit, I play your movies and Alex's movies every Wednesday night. And the other dialysis patients could watch it on their TV because we all got this separate screen. I just want to tell you, it's getting the message out.
No, that's an ingenuitive way to do it, man. You're probably reaching hundreds of people inside the hospital, if not thousands. I mean, people are laid up on their bed. They're flipping through the channels. That's the way to do it. It's just like public access. That's why we make them available to you, because we want people to see the information. Sometimes you can't just have a house party and show the DVD. Sometimes you just can't go over and throw it in at a friend's house. But when people are bedridden, that's a pretty smart way to do it.
Yeah, and they have all thanked me because they were, sleeping just like I was. And, it woke them up. And if you could just reach one other person, the message is out. And I'm glad, your movies, they send out a good message. And it's great. I'm thank you again.
Well, thank you, man. Be the change you want to see in the world. That's why I love Luke Radowski. That's why I love WeAreChange.org. That's why I love Jonathan Ellenoff. Really broke up Recreate 68 into like this pitiful, sub-anarchist group that doesn't have the power to shut down free speech at the DNC. All right, let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to Fred in Philly. What's on your mind, Fred?
Hey, I want to touch a few important areas, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First of all, did you know that Michael Chertoff was the sole person responsible for both the anthrax in America investigation and the 911 events?
Well, actually, yeah, I did. He was under John Ashcroft in the criminal division of the Attorney
right.
General's office. He, absolutely. It's actually in my new movie, Fabled
right.
Enemies. We don't talk about the anthrax
right.
thing, but we do talk about him shutting down the FBI investigations into the funding of the whole thing. And when Robert Wright tried to tell his story, because he was tracking all of this Islamic terrorist money, he was basically told, Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch, that they weren't interested in his conspiracy theories. And we all know that Mr. Chertoff was later promoted to the head of Homeland Security.
Right. And I just want to basically remind people that he kept dragging his feet. He wouldn't, at press conferences, he would not talk about the progress of either investigation. There has been no official DOJ investigation of either one. Because Bush pulled him out of the bureaucracy, and it was basically a, you know, the president's investigation, the based on the fact that he could run it the way he wanted, not necessarily.
Well, I mean, come on, man, look at the investigations that they did in the public, even the congressional investigation, which is highly compromised right off the bat because you have Porter Goss and Bob Graham heading it up, two of the people who are having breakfast with Mahmoud Ahmed. They have 27 pages redacted in it related to the foreign government sponsorship of these guys who were trained in our country at U.S. bases, man. It's totally nuts. Thank you for the call, Fred. We're going to jump to more phone calls. Alex Jones, Infowars.com right now. Check them out live at the DNC, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with...
What do we got? New music over at the Jones Show? Jeez, let's cut this one. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I was subbing in until Thursday, and then we're going to have a best of on Friday. There's just been some great things going on at the DNC. You can see Alex live on the Tom Martino Show right now. We've been playing clips of that live off of Infowars.com streaming. Right now, really revolutionary radio. We're taking your calls in the top of the hour after the Martino Show. Jones will be calling in. We're also going to be talking to Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. We're going to be getting into my new film, Fabled Enemies. We're going to be talking about the Israeli operatives on 9/11. We're going to be talking about the anthrax and Dr. Colonel Philip Zach. But before we get there, in these last couple minutes, let's take a few calls. Let's jump to Joel in Texas. What's on your mind, Joel?
Yeah, what's up, Jason?
How you doing, man?
Good. Hey, a few weeks back, it might have been about a month back, you guys did a on Infowars.com, you guys did a story on Tillman again.
Okay.
I was just reading through that, and kind of the insinuation of the article is that Tillman had been assassinated by...
his own group.
Right, like fellow Rangers and stuff. And,
mm-hmm. They're point blank. I mean... Look, if it was a misfire, if it was just friendly fire, you would think maybe it would be, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 yards away. But the ballistics, it shows where he was hit. It was like less than 5 feet, literally point-blank range in the head. So, I mean, his parents have those questions, but continue.
No, well, the thing is that I was in 1st Ranger Battalion, so that was 2nd Ranger Battalion.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through school and everything with Pat, and so I have a little bit more information on stuff, and I'm not sure where all the information's coming out about, you know, that he was, first I heard he was like, you know, 50 feet, then I heard he was, you know, 50 yards.
Yeah, it was facticide at first.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing is that, you know, they try to say that they took his diary and stuff and everything that he was writing and all this stuff. But I mean, to be honest with you, whether or not it was Pat or whether it was me or anything, it's, we are briefed when we go over, you actually aren't allowed to write about anything that you see over there. There's certain things that are, you know, considered, sensitive.
Sure. It's just like your mail is vetted and you get the news that they want you to give you, that you listen to the Army radio station. You're not hooked into even CNN or MSNBC or any of that disinformation. You're just given what the military tells you, and you're not even supposed to write back letters that tell your position, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, when we were there, we could watch, you know, news. They have everything like that, but I'm talking about, you can't write about missions past, present, or future until you're told that you can write about that stuff. So it's considered basically top secret until you can write about it. So that's what I'm saying, whether or not it was Pat, whether it was me, whether it was another guy, they're going to take that information if they find out that you have that information. So what happened was, is after his death, they go through his stuff, and if they find, you know, sensitive stuff talking about missions, then they're going to take that stuff. And uh-huh. That's something that everybody knows before. I mean, if I got caught writing about a mission, whether it was past, present, or future, and we weren't, you know, debriefed and told, like, you can now write about this, then it's always basically going to remain in that, you know, sector, basically as top secret. But
Do you think they'll ever release his diaries?
I think his diaries, I mean, this is just my personal opinion, they probably destroyed it.
I don't disagree. Joel, I thank you for the phone call. We got to jump. Remember, folks, Fabled Enemies comes out on August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv. I've already encoded the DivX. It is a small file, great quality. I hope people get it through that way. You get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can watch things like Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, hundreds of other titles. If not, order the DVD at Infowars.com. Ships out September 1st. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.